Love that choke cymbal. Oh, if there's anything I love, it's a good 78 with a choke cymbal end. Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Here I am, your host, Mac, back on the air with more records. It's an all shellac night tonight of 78s, and we started off there with Eddie Peabody and his band on the Domino label from 1925, and a tune called It Must Be You. You know, I wanted to do a little quick research into Eddie Peabody, so going to the internet and looking through things and seeing an interesting tidbit about how he suffered a brain aneurysm and died on stage. And I looked, you know, like that's Wikipedia. I'm like, oh, is that true? I'm looking around a little more and found a testimonial from someone who was there that night, and saying how he was on stage, and during a song, he tumbled and fell and actually died the next day. So, interesting how you can get these perspectives instantly from people. And maybe that's a story too. I don't know. But it's all there for us to find and discover. Like this music and the records. And that's what I'm here doing tonight, with another pile of records for us to listen to together. Let's continue now with my favorite cymbalonist. Is that a right word? Player of the cymbalon? Dulcimerist? One who plays the dulcimer? Well, here is Mr. Joseph Moskowitz, who made a series of dulcimer or cymbalon records for Victor in the teens. And this is one called Inspiration, a Spanish Waltz, written by him. And it's with piano accompaniment. by Max. Oh, man, that's small. Yusim, it looks like. Okay, let's hear it. Nice mellow tone to that Victor 78. Really like the sound of that. The piano is really mixed into the background. And just a nice tone to it. Oh, as I change the needle, let me tell you, we're going to hear another percussionist right now. This time on the xylophone. The xylophone, the glockenspiel. These struck instruments really recorded well during the acoustic recording era when electricity was not being used and microphones were not being used. So you'll find a lot of these kind of records, bell solos. But here's a Howard Kopp, also on a 1916 record, 99 years old. And this one is called Cloverland. Thank you. Some nice xylophone music here for you on the Antique Phonograph Music Program. All right. Well, let's go right to another instrumental, which also has some more xylophone. That's right, some more. But it's a xylophone, piano, and saxophone. And this one's for dancing by the very popular All-Star Trio. And it's a medley and a foxtrot. And it's called, and this is a sentiment I hear from a lot of my girlfriends. And when I say that, I mean friends that are girls. And what they say is the same title as this song. I want a daddy who will rock me to sleep. And I hear that a lot. So let's hear what that sounds like. They always have such nice little swinging tunes. I can see why people would like to dance to that. I want to dance to it, but there's not much room here in Studio B for me and the Victrola. And who am I going to dance with? The Victrola? There is a mop in the corner. I could dance with the mop. Gene Kelly, right? But I'll keep my seat. You know, there's a lot to do here at the Antique Phonograph Music Program. Changing the needles, cranking the machines, putting the songs in the playlist, picking the next one. It's really not much room for dancing. I'll dance later. Okay, let's continue now with our old friend, Mr. Billy Murray. On a Victor record from 1923, the narcissistic title, I Love Me.
When people write their songs of love, they write of one another. It's always sis or ma and pa, sweetheart or a brother. But love songs that they've aimed at me have all gone on the shelf. I don't think that is fair, so now I'll write one of myself. I love me, I love me, I love myself to death. I love me, I love me, till I'm all out of breath. I stop at every slot machine that I should chance to pass, and give myself a hug and squeeze as I look in the glass. Oh, I love me, I love me, I'm wild about sweet me. I love me, only me, so I'm content, you see. With me, I like to make a date, to meet myself at 8:30. If I'm not there, I never wait. I'm wild about myself. I love me, I love me, every place I go. I love me, and at a movie show, I take myself right by my arm and push me through the crowd, and listen to myself read me the titles right out loud. Oh, I love me, I love me, I love to squeeze my hand. I love me, I love me, it always feels so grand. With me, I get right in my tub. I let myself give me a rub. Oh, how I love to feel me scrub. I'm wild about myself. I love me, I love me, I'm wild about myself. I love me, my picture's on my shelf. You may not think I look so good, but me thinks I'm just fine. It's grand when I look in my eyes and know that I'm all mine. I love me, and my love doesn't bore. Day by day, in every way, I love me more and more. I take me to a quiet place, I put my arm around my waist. If me gets fresh, I slap my face. Ma, I'm wild about myself.
Oh, yeah, Billy. We know him. We love him. He's one of the big guys. One of the Elvises, like I like to say, of the acoustic era. One that you would always hear. Oh, yeah. One of the big songsters. And songsters were big sellers back then. People liked to hear others singing songs. And this artist is interesting. Mr. Carroll Clark was actually an African-American singer who started to make records for Columbia in 1909. And he had a very, you know, at a time where a lot of caricatures were being done of African-Americans, and more on that in a few minutes. Here comes an artist who really had a pretty straight kind of baritone voice, and he was a singer, and really, Columbia just avoided the issue by not talking too much about who he was or what race he was. But he definitely was among the first to make more serious records as an African-American. And here's a 1909 release called Don't You Cry My Honey.
The with holy honey. Take me up upon her knee and hold me to her bosom. Would sing this song to me. Don't you cry, my honey. Don't you weep no more. Mammy's trying to hold her baby. All the other black drapes sleeping on the floor. Mammy only loves her God. Then I thought I'd love to roam. I left the old plantation to find another home. Soon I got my dear old Dinah in my Piccadilly gym, and Dinah trying to hold her baby. All the other black drapes sleeping on the floor. Mammy only loves her boy.
Very nice, very nice. Often hear him with banjo accompaniment, and I believe he played the banjo himself on a lot of his records. But here he is with a full orchestra on both sides of this. Oh, no, actually, the other side is another artist. You know, because a lot of these 78s have different artists on each side. It's not like we think of 45s where it's the same artist. It's different artists on a lot of these 78s. So, yeah, that was Carol C. Clark. And, you know, I mentioned a moment about how, you know, it's more of a serious recording for an African-American in a time when there were a lot of caricatures of them going on. And a lot of what we would definitely view as disparaging titles and portrayals of African-Americans. A lot of titles that really set people back when from this period. And the thing is, as I've said, as people have asked me, oh, you know, this must be all your favorite music you play on the show. It's like, well, I look at it as a historical perspective on the period and records that were coming out. And part of that was some of this material that we look at and was racist for the time and using the N-word, using it regularly. And I've played some of this stuff in the past, and it's I don't really want to, you know, say too much about it because I just like to present the record. But as in thinking about it and how ubiquitous the word still is today in music all around that I hear it, you know, different context, same word. Is it better? Is it worse? I don't know. But here's Collins and Harlan from 1905 on the Victor label with Nigger Loves His Possum.
Funny kind of roar. Mr. Steamboat rumbling along, scratching and a-churning, mumbling the song, singing about a nigga, must be something wrong. Oh.
Stop the boat, Master Captain. I done left my new bonnet on shore.
Too late now, Mammy. You'll have to wait until the boat catches at Memphis and get new ones.
Look here, Master Captain. That hat cost me full bit. Ain't that exasperating?
Nigger of the pot, they'll sizzle in the pan. Well, nigger must have corn, you'll steal it if you can. Ain't no use of talking, nigger through and through. Love is what I meant, indeed, you'll do too. Well, the nigger of the pot, they'll sizzle in the pan. Well, nigger must have corn, you'll steal it if you can. Ain't no use of talking, nigger through and through. Love is what I meant, indeed, you'll do.
Well, there it is, a moment in history for you to experience, and that's what I like to present for you on the show and to draw your own conclusions. And, you know, let's move on from that to, I have a few records that I'm about to play, and this one is just like, you know, let's have a little triumph, a little triumphant march. Here's the Mussolini Triumphant March from 1924. It's an Italian record at celebrating the youngest prime minister to be voted in Italy. Was he voted in or did he take it? I don't know that part. I probably don't talk too much about that part. Here we go.
Thank you.
right. Yeah. All dictators need a march. I mean, when they are in those grandstands and the missiles are going by and all the military in their shiny boots walking by. And so, and then when they stand up and there's got to be some music. There's got to be some music. You need a march. Every parade needs a marching band, and every dictator has a parade, so he's got to have a marching band. And he's not going to play, you know, some John Philip Sousa song. That would not be appropriate. So there you go. That was his. 1924, celebrating Mussolini. Hooray. Okay. So this next one is a Victor record, and it's all in Chinese, so I can't read it. And I remember reading, you know, Victor had a big push of going around the world and recording music around the world, mostly to have sales for immigrants who were here and wanted to hear music of their home country. But, you know, in that pursuit, definitely documented a lot of music around the world, and here in our own country. So here's a Chinese one. I remember reading a review some years ago in a magazine about some of these Chinese records, and you know, likening them to cats fighting in an alley with among the garbage and trash pail lids. So I guess it's definitely not very Western sounding. Well, let's you be the judge.
Wow.
Man, that sounds like a perfect WFMU record. If I ever heard one. If there was a WFMU that played only 78s, man, that would be high on the list. High, I'd say. High. All right. Moving on with more records. Listening tonight exclusively to the Victrola 14. Cranking it up and changing the needles for you with each record. We're going to hear now a representation of some Indian song and drum by Oskinonton, who I understand was a Mohawk chief, and put some of these songs and chants on record, at least a few. So here this is from 1920 on a Columbia label.
Every day song is sung by both men and women. It is sung by the men when they are fishing, or when they are tanning skin, or when making snowshoes. It is sung by the women when they are beating the moccasins, carrying the water, or tending the fire. The song says, as we toil day after day, we thank the Great Spirit for strength to toil. As the soft morning light breaks over the hills, or at noontime when the sun is high in heaven, or when the evening shadows creep about the camp, you may hear this song floating out on the still air.
Everyday song. That's what they be singing when they're toiling. All right. Well, at least that's what Columbia would have us think. Moving on to the boy from the South, Mr. Al Bernard. Here he is doing a blues novelty. He was definitely a novelty kind of guy. On the dime store label Regal. Here he is with a tune called Brother Lowdown. Come here, you reproducer. Get the needle in there. Gotta use a clean needle. You know all about that.
Show obey. God, he done got me a permit for to preach in this here town. Captain, but he done told all of you cops to lay right off of the lowdown. All you satin black, chocolate brown, when I pass this hat around, if you wanna keep from sin, drop your little nickels in to help old brother low down. Now all your cards play your crap, she's a silver leg of tin. Listen to me, sinners, and I'll tell you what to do. If you disobey me, then you better be afraid, for you know what goes the razor and I wield a wicked blade. He taught me both a liver at the place I get it at. So don't you go a-dropping any lead guns in my hat. Lowdown must have money so he won't get in a hole. Keep old Lowdown, lick it up, and he will save your soul. I'm talking to you sinners. Oh, you marijuana smokers and you snuff dippers. I'm gonna pass this yacht cup around in a minute, and if I don't get a clink of your nickels in that cup, I'm gonna expose you, cause you know, I know the lot about you. And you know the law is with me, cause Captain Buddy done got me a permit for a preach in this town. Captain Buddy done told all of you to lay right off the floor down. Now all you little fat players, tell me right, when I'm passing at midnight, I will shout with all my might, help me all, there'll be a fight. Yes, with old brother Lowdown.
I never listened that closely to the lyrics of that song, but in that little a cappella section, he says, "Listen here, you all you marijuana smokers." So that record being from 1921, is that the first mention of marijuana smoking in a song? I certainly don't know of anything before that. Very well could be. I wonder. Go to work on that, folks. Find the research and let me know. And I was thinking about the title of this next song called Swinging Down the Lane from William West on the Cameo record label from 1923. I was thinking, when was the word swinging, when did it begin to be used in reference to music and the swing of the tempo? I don't know the answer to that either. We sure all know the swing era, which happened, you know, roughly 1930 it began or so. So when was swinging in music identified? And Swinging Down the Lane. Now, for all I know, I'm not familiar with this record completely. So we're going to put it on. It's going to be about some guy walking down the lane wanting to get in fights with people. So he's swinging his arms. He's swinging down the lane. But we'll see. Here it is. William West on a Cameo record from 1923, Swinging Down the Lane. Swinging.
Together, night like this, when
when I'm all alone. When the moon is on the night, honey, I'm so blue. Walking lovers making eyes like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain. Should be swinging down the lane with you. No one even to sympathize. I try to leave old memories behind me, but it seems that they find me. It's all about selfie of your eyes. Everybody hand in hand, swinging down the lane. Everybody feeling grand, swinging down the lane. When the moon is on the rise, honey, I'm so blue. We had been lovers, maybe lies, like we used to do. When the moon is on the wane, still I'm waiting all in vain. Should be swinging down the lane with you.
Abrupt ending. Not even a little reprise of the chorus there? Come on. I come to expect that from my 78s. Well, I guess expect the unexpected, huh? That's the way it is at WFMU. Okay, so I'm going to take you out with a couple dance tunes. So feel free to get up, roll back the rugs, and do this. We're going to start off with Yerkes Southern 5 on a Columbia record. This is a blue label from 1920. And this is the Railroad Blues.
Thank you.
Mmm. Good Dixieland there. Good dancey Dixieland. Love that one. Oh, I thought this was a good selection of records. I never can tell when I'm picking out records how it's all going to flow together. But in the vein of freeform, I thought this show flowed very well. If I do say so myself, good selection of records. Nice overview of music of the period, all played on the Victrola. And thank you all for stopping by to listen again. You can always reach me at mac@wfmu.org. And I'm on Instagram, Phonograph DJ Mac. You know how to spell phonograph and DJ, and Mac is M-A-C. All sorts of phonograph-oriented stuff. And I'm going to leave you with one more number on the Harmony label from 1927. This is called Yankee Rose. No, it's not David Lee Roth. It's the WMCA Broadcasters. So, folks, until next week, this is your host, Mac, of the Antique Phonograph Music Program, saying nighty-night, everybody!